What's going on in your Hancock Parks during the month of March? Your country now 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WT11 now. Weather partly sunny. Other way, look out. I see more clouds, but 36, a little breezy. Get you all the details as we find out what's happening in your Hancock Parks. And we go over to the Now line. Michelle Ruhm-Schlock is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to hear you.
Yeah, good to hear.
So here we are, a couple more days left in February. Can you believe? It's crazy.
I know. And I promise no more talk of snow. We're past. I was very excited that all that snow we got a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We got some skiing in at our Rec Winter Sports Center. Skiing and snowshoeing. But it's March and, you know, a couple more weeks for, say, spring. And looking forward to all the warm and all that good stuff that spring brings outside.
Very good. So you have a lot of things going on. And on March 7th at 1:30, spring is coming.
Yes. So, of course, we don't have spring until, again, kind of later in March. Right. But, yeah, on the Saturday the 7th, out at Litzenberg Memorial Woods, going to be doing a, kind of looking for those signs of that spring is upon us. And so this starts at 1:30, meeting at the gatehouse. It's free. All ages are welcome. And just looking for maybe, you know, wood frogs. Those are the first frogs that kind of call in the spring. Looking for those first plants, things like skunk cabbage. And, again, there's some things that are just starting to, you know, skunk cabbage will actually start growing when there's snow on the ground. And the heat it creates will melt the snow. But I don't think we have to worry about snow on the ground coming up and stuff. But, again, just looking for those signs of green, birds singing. All that good stuff. So, again, yeah, spring is coming hike on Saturday, March 7th at 1:30 p.m. there at Litzenberg Memorial Woods.
What about Ohio salamanders? We have salamanders, don't we?
We do have salamanders, yes. And how many we've got in Hancock County, I am not sure off the top of my head.
I've seen them.
But we do have a variety, yes, of those here in the state of Ohio. Yeah. And you roll logs. I mean, different ones that we find. Litzenberg's a good one that you can roll logs and look for them that way. But they're out there. It's not something that's out and about like frogs and toads. Right. You have to do a little searching for, but we do have them.
And then we have ticks to worry about too. So you have a program for that.
Potentially, right? So we're doing a tick awareness program on Tuesday, March 10th. This is taking place at Oakwoods Nature Preserve inside the Discovery Center. It's geared for our adults, so ages 16 and up at 6 o'clock. Again, there's no registration necessary. Just being aware of, you know, anytime you're outside, there could be ticks. So it's not like you have to visit the parks or be out in the woods. I mean, you could be in your backyard, and ticks kind of are everywhere. But, again, just learning about what kinds we have, some that are, you know, you might need to be more aware of, and just all that good information, how they transmit, you know, proper clothing to wear. There's certain things, you know, to do and stuff. So, again, really all that information you need to be aware of, you can find out there at the Discovery Center at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, March 10th.
Right. Michelle Ruhm-Schlock on the Now line this morning from the Hancock Park District, finding out what's happening in your Hancock Parks in March. And one thing we are getting ready to, I guess people have already tapped into maple trees, right? To Maple Sugarin' Day coming up.
Right. And so, you know, usually like late February, early March, March is kind of your maple sugaring month. But right, it does depend on Mother Nature. So when we had that last week, that warm weather, sap was flowing. And so people could have had their trees tapped. But yeah, we've got our public day coming up on Saturday, March 21st, of course, out at Litzenberg Memorial Woods. This takes place from 9 a.m. till noon. We're going to have the McKinnis House open. We have some different spots, stops for people to visit. So we have a Native American site, learning about sap science, kind of all things maple sugaring, how it's processed, that sap is processed to made into syrup. And then in our activity bar, you can stop by for some sweet treats and some hot drinks. We have a really neat keychain activity that kind of goes through the process of maple sugaring. And then we'll have First Sugar House will be there with their sweet treats available for sale. So, again, stop on out at any time. Hopefully we'll get some good weather for it, but yep, definitely the season for maple sugaring.
Very good. Take a look at more activities happening in your Hancock Parks during March at hancockparks.com. Michelle, yes. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Rex Howard in the morning, 100.5 WKXA.